Okay, Chevra, Shalom Aleichem. I was just telling Nady about how I think that he got me in trouble because Malabing I thought was an easier malacha, but it turns out it's not as easy as we thought. But let's go weiter. Let's go on. So yesterday we developed a yesod as what exactly is the nature of Malabain? Is the nature of Malabain to remove dirt, or is the nature of the Malacha to add cleanliness? Right? Remember this Chakira that we presented? So I have the following theory. Look in the Rambam. Look in the Rambam. Perek Tes, Halacha Yud, and Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud, and Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, "Hamalabin is hatzemer o hapishtan o hashani v'chein kol kiyotzi bahen, mimashadarkan lehislabein chayiv." Right, the Rambam says that malabin, if you're malabin wool or pishtan or linen or shani is red wool. You see that you can violate the malacha malabin even if it's a colored garment. Right? The Rambam says, if you are melabing these things, you're chayiv. That's the av malacha. Hamechabis begodim is a tolda of melabing in your chayiv. And hasochet is a mechabis. Hasochet mitzarchei kibos, like hagosos mitzarchei bishul, etc. So the Rambam tells me that melabing is an av malacha, but kibos is a tolda of melabing. Now, what is the difference between Malabain and Kibos?
What were the examples of Malabain?
So the Rambam says, if I am Malabain is Hatzemer o Hapishtim, v'chein kol kiyotzi bahen mimashe darkon lehislabain is chayiv.
In the Mishnah, the Av is about raw wool.
The Mishnah, so Zok the Avninezer, right? The Avninezer says that the Mishnah tells me that if I am malabing semer, because libun semer is part of the process of making a beged, right? You have what's it called? You have wool. The wool comes off of the sheep. A sheep is a dirty animal. The wool is kind of yucky and dirty. So there's a few processes that are involved in going from sheep hair and making it into thread, right? You have to bleach it or blanch it, right? That is the libun process. You run combs through it. That's called menapeitz, etc. We spoke about some of this. So it could be, and the Avnei Nezer says, that there's a difference between melabein semer and malabain and begodim. The malacha is if I am malabain semer, because that's part of the process of making a beged. But once it's a beged, it's only a tolda. That's what the Rambam says. That's already interesting, no? Kibos is only a tolda. Now, we developed a yesod many times this semester. The yesod was that when I talk about a tolda, I am only going to be chayiv if the tolda really resembles the av. Remember that? Something is a tolda based on the dimyon that it has to the av malacha. But if it's completely dissimilar, both in the pe'ula and in the result, then it is going to be heter gomer. It could be if it is dissimilar in the result, not in the pe'ula, it's aser midrabanan. But once something is a tolda, I have more wiggle room. So far, so good. So therefore, it seems to me that we can understand why dry cleaning might be very different than wet cleaning. Meaning, if I take a talus that has avak on it, and I go up and down. So we said, well, Machlekes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, what exactly is the Isser over here, right? Is it only with Mayim or Tal on it, or is it even with Avak? Right? And there was a Steer and Rashi. Right? This is yesterday's shiur. But I would argue that this whole conversation is because it's a beged. Memela, I'm dealing with a tolda. And once I'm dealing with a tolda, so then I could say that the chiyuv is only when it's dome to the av in the sense of it adds cleanliness. But if it's not adding cleanliness, it's just removing dirt. So that's only going to be osur midivreihem, if at all.
But, I mean, since when do we say things? I mean, not everything that's different. I mean, it's the same. It's not dimyon in the pula and the tzotza. It's the same pula. It's the same tzotza. It's a different chetza.
No, it's a different tzotza. The tzotza of liban is that it becomes cleaner. The tzotza when I shake the beged is that I get rid of the dirt.
In the rim, between raw wool and the garment.
Right. So
that Avin Tolda is...
It's a little strange, right? I agree, but I'm just saying what the Avnei Nezer and Simon Reis Samachay says.
What? There's no tofe in oats. That's a tolda of tofe because there was no oats in the Mishkan. Like, you don't say that.
This is obviously just a change in the Heftza.
Right.
It is clearly not a difference, but over here, it's more than just a change in the Heftza. Because it's a change insofar as, is this a stage in the process that leads to create, right? Is it part of a process that leads to creating a beged? Or is it once it's a beged already? That's a very different objective. It's a very different thing.
You know, we had to pe'ula and tzah. So I have material. The different chafta, but I'm doing the same ice of washing to get the same tzotzah.
Again, so I'm saying, first of all, the tzotzah is different. And since the tzotzah is different, and I'm talking about something which the Rambam calls a tolda, again, I'm not 100% sure why the Rambam calls it a tolda.
Right, that's what I'm
not sure. You had a suggestion. The Avnei Nezer has your suggestion. I don't know. I think it's also possible to suggest that the Rambam is speaking about our shir yesterday. That maybe melabain means lavan. It means adding whiteness. Maybe that's the av malafa. Kibus is getting rid of dirt. Maybe that's a tolda. But whatever the pshat in the Rambam is, right, Rashi does not say this. Because look at Rashi and the Mishnah, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Vushtaitin Rashi. You have to open your Gemara for this. Right, right, good. Huh? Ben, what does Rashi say? You also have to open the Gemara, okay?
You have to get unmuted.
It's life is hard, yeah.
Zoom.
So Rashi writes that Malabi means Mechabes Binohar. That Rashi is equating Libun with Kibus. Not like the Rambam, who certainly splits between them. But again, if Avnei Nezer is right, and we're still talking about Semer, I don't know. Okay, those are just ha'aros to connect what we said yesterday. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what are the materials for which you violate Libun? So this is a big sugya in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim daf tzadi dalad. There is a halacha about if the dam chatos falls on a beged, the Torah says to chabes makom kadosh, that you have to wash the beged inside the azara. To chabes makom kadosh. No? Isn't that what the Torah says? So the Mishnah writes in Zvachim that the chiyuv of kibos b'makom kadosh applies to Mishnah Zvachim Tzadi Gimel Mebeis Nitas al ha'or ad shelo hufshat enotan kibos. If the dam falls on the skin of an animal when it's not yet hufshat, it's still stuck to the animal, there's no kibos. Misha hufshat ton kibos. Echad ha-beger, echad ha-sak, echad ha-or, two in the kibbutz. As the Mishnah Zochman Tzadi Gimel says that the halakha of kibbutz applies to leather as well. By the way, worth noting, the Rambam that we just read 5 minutes ago, Perek Tes Halacha Yod, what substances does the Rambam mention is the Av Malacha of Libun?
Well, and Pishtun.
Semer, Pishtun, and Shani. The Rambam omits, conspicuously absent.
Shani is the only material?
Shani is...
It's
red wool. Right? The Chiddush of Shani that the Rambam is telling me is that there is a din even on not white items.
You would, but you wouldn't dye the wool before you were lavin it. That's strange about it.
Apparently they did it. And like
lavinum nafto sovo.
Again.
Cash out of
yeah, I'm just reading a Rambam. Like, you know, lo alayt from nosechem, right? But the Rambam in Perek Tes omits ur as part of the Malach of Libon and Shabbos. That is striking. That's striking that the Rambam leaves ur out. In Perek Chaf Beis of Shabbos, where the Rambam is giving me dinim d'rabbanon, So the Rambam over there says that part of the dinim d'rabbanon are kibus es ha'or. Right? Chaf Beis Yud Ches. Min alo sando sheneslachlich betitu betsoa mutter sachsochai b'mayim aval chabsai osir. A shoe. Shoes are made out of leather. That I know from Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. The definition of a shoe is leather, no? So the Rambam writes that there is a din of kibbutz, which is usur on leather, but usur midrabbanan. It's in Perek Chof Beis. It's not in Perek Tes. The Rambam Perek Tes does not mention leather. The Gemara in Zvachim, however, is saying that there is kibbutz on leather on Midin Torah. Because if the dam is nitaz on the ur, so the Torah says, Tuchabes b'makom kadosh. Right? That's a din d'oraisa that there's kibbutz, and the Mishnah says it applies to ur, etc.
Even before you get to the rest of the Gemara, the Gemara brings the kasha from Mishnah and Shabbos, Kufman Beis.
Yes.
Ben and I were very confused why the Gemara could have pashut said that the din of kibbutz is not the same din as malave, meaning kibbutz b'makom kadosh. Rechatz b'mayim b'skol b'sar means to be able to mikvah. Like, not all words in Tanakh mean the same thing everywhere. Rechatz doesn't mean...
I have said rechatz b'mayim in Tanakh always means to be, I think. But by Gechazi, maybe he won.
There's this morning when the Vela said it, David, when he took a shower before, he bathed before the sun, right? When his son passed away.
But David Amala.
Yeah. I don't know if it's too but yeah, so I don't know. It was just like,
and so what you're suggesting is that when the Torah says kibbutz, it doesn't mean the same as Malabain on Shabbos, but it's clear that you're wrong because of the sugya is medamba them. Right? The Gemara asks a kasha.
Oh, the Rambam's on my side.
Okay. I mean, like, okay, right? We're going to have to hold this Rambam. It's a Geshmaka Rambam. Hold on to it. But the point that we're making is that the Mishnah in Zvachim says that there is kibbutz on ur. The Gemara Zvachim Tzadi Dalet asks Akasha, how is there kibbutz on ur when the Mishnah in Kuf Mem Bei says Haisa Olav Lishleshes? If you have a pillow and the pillow has some dirt on it, so I could wipe it off. Mekancha bismartot. If it's on ur, nice and aleha If I have dirt on a leather pillow, if it's sha'ar, so then I put water on it until the stain goes away. So frek the Gemara, I thought there is a din of kibus by ar. How can the Mishnah and Shabbos say I'm allowed to pour water to get the dirt off my leather? So Abaye first suggests that Samachlaikis Hatanoi. And that's Abaye's suggestion. The Gemara, however, is bothered by Akasha. How can you say there's a machlokas hatanoyim, whether there is kibos by or, when they have a pasuk that says that there's kibos by or? And for some reason, over here, the Gemara is quoting the pasuk by Tzaraas. No? There are two different times in the Torah that speaks about kibos by or. You have the dam chatos that splatters on the leather. And you have the beged or hashasi or ha'erev. I think there's a song about this, no? Beged, hashasi, erev. It's like, they mamish pause, like the pasuk totally in the wrong places. Like, what can we do? You have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good. Whew. Right. But here's the thing. Oh, yeah, rack. You already should be right, Gim. Right? That's fine. The thing is that...
Let's find it on YouTube.
By Tzara'as, the Torah says, "Habeged or hashasi or ha'ir v'chokli or shetichabes." We see that there's Tzara'as begadim, and it applies to any beged that you have to wash, which is even or. So we have a stira. You can't tell me that's a machlokes hatanoyim, whether there's kibos on or, when it's a beferish pasuk that there is kibos by or. Yeah, there's no beferish pasuk that the dam chata spills on the beged or and you have to wash it. It's a beferish pasuk that dam chata spreads, you have to do kibbutz. But it could be it's spreading on a keli, on who knows what, or a beged of wool. But it's no beferish pasuk if it spreads, if it splatters on or. But by Tzaraas, I have such a pasuk. So comes along Rava.
Plastic.
What?
If I took like something that's like a nylon bag. It's not officially absorbent, but I would still call it kibos. Like,
give me a few minutes. I want to talk about nylon. Just you got to give me some minutes to get there. Right? So Zakti Gemara, Ella Amar Rava, that the pasuk is talking about rakim. There's a machlokes hatanoim about or hakasha, but or harach, that's when the Torah says that there is beged asher techabes. Or harach. Then the Gemara continues the conversation. And Rava says, no, how can you tell me that the pasuk is only talking about or harach? The Torah says that there is kibos on, tzara'as on the beged asher techabes. And it says or in that pasuk. How can you tell me that the or in that pasuk is only or harach? When the Torah says leather probably means hard leather or soft leather. Now, I'm not exactly sure what type of kasha this is, because the Chaorah, you're not going to use hard leather to make a beged. No? A beged has to probably be something that you move. But the Gemara says, you can't be mukim the pasuk only about or harach. So rather, Rava says, yeah, but tzara'as makes the beged soft. Right, that's the Lashon Gemara. Tzara'as came in the Migufei Ka Parcha Mechalchol Alei Umashvi Leirach. So the Beged by the Tzara'as is Beged Rach. But Rava says, I have another Kasha. By Karmuk Sasais, it's Taka Rach. Your pillow is not going to be hard. No one wants a hard pillow. And still I'm allowed to pour water on the leather pillow. How am I allowed to do it? So the Gemara answers, Elo Amar Rava, Kol Kibos Deles Leikiskos Lo Shmei Kibos. Kibos means that you pour water and you rub it. Kibos without kiskos is not kibos. There is a din of Shriyaso Zehu Kibuso. there's a din that soaking is considered kibus, but that halacha only applies to begadim as in cloth. But leather, I don't say shri yasso zehu kibusai. By leather, the din is that you're only chayiv if you do kiskus. So the Mishnah in Shabbos that says if I have a dirty leather pillow, I pour water on it, it's not a problem because I'm not rubbing it together. Now, this Gemara, it's not clear whether the Gemara at this point is going with the opinion that we had earlier of the difference between Ar Kush and Ar Rech. Right? Rava on Sadi Dalam and Bezen Zvachim says you're only chayiv on Ar when there is kiskos. By Beged, Shri Yasu Zehu Kibuso. By Ar, we don't say Shri Yasu Zehu Kibuso. But the Ram, but excuse me, but it's not clear if I'm talking about Ar Rach or Ar Kasha. The Mishnah Brura in his Hakdama to the Dinam of Liban in Shin Bey's Se'if Tes. Right, so the Mishnah Brura, sometimes he does this. Someone should do a doctoral dissertation about where the Mishnah Brura decides. It's not 100% clear if that chilek remains. The word Ella does not appear, but Rava says, Omar Rava, Ikasha, I have this Kasha. And then Rava comes up with his Mahalach that Kol Kibos that doesn't have Kiskus is not Shmei Kibos.
He's answering up the Kasha.
He has two Kasha. First is one Kasha on Amar Aleph, then Rava on Amid Beis asks a new Kasha.
He has Yusai, Soft versus Hard. Yes, a Kasha. And then he answers. Yes, the second Kasha. He answers.
But Rava's Kasha on Amid Beis, I'll say it like this. One could learn the Gemara, and it's probably a straight read of the Gemara, that when Rava says kibus needs kiskus, that's talking about a soft leather. And that might potentially mean that by hard leather, there is no such thing as kibus at all. Even if I scratch the hard leather together, could be there's nothing. There might be an issue of mamachik and a chanami that I'm smoothing it out, but it could be there's no issue of libon. Okay. However, the Mishnah Brura in Shin Bei Sif Tes, he writes, to understand these dinim, I have to give a hakdama kitzara. And part of the hakdama is that melaben is an av melacha, and then there is melaben by or, right, near the Shar Hatziyah and Os Nun Aleph and Nun Beis. There's Kibos, which is Shayach by Ar. Yesh Omrim, even by Kushan. But there's a difference between Ar and Begin, that by Ar, it's only Kibos if it's Kibos Gomor. And L'cha'ayra, what he means by Kibos Gomor is, you gotta rub it together. And unless there's rubbing together, you're not Chayiv by Ar. It's not libun by ar unless you rub it together. Just like pouring water on a leather pillow that is dirty is heter gomor, right? Shri yasozel kibusai does not apply to ar. Bepashtus, there is no din of laundering ar unless you mamish rub it together.
But there's no chilek between soft and hard.
And there's no chilek between soft and hard according to the She'otos. Others say there is a chilek between soft and hard. Right? The Mishnah Berurah in the Sharetzion Osnan Aleph quotes according to Rashi, there is a chilek between soft and hard. The She'otos says there's no chilek between soft and hard. But with Pashtos, there's no such thing as libun by ar unless you rub it and scratch it together.
I mean, it is a bar kibus, it's just not shriyasos el kibus.
No shriyasos el kibusai. Nachon. Benny, you're with me?
Yeah, and just an example of harder leather that we would be wearing.
So I thought that harder leather, as opposed to what type of leather is harder? We spoke in the shroom earlier about like the baseball glove before you break it in and the baseball glove after you break it in. there are certain types of like briefcases. That is like hard. I once had such a briefcase. It was like a hard leather briefcase. Okay. No, it's certain thing. There are things which are hard leather that you like. It doesn't mush when you touch it. So the Pashtus, there is zero libun on leather unless you rub it together. Even soft leather, the Pashtus.
Right. So if I'm so.
Wait. Give me a few minutes. Let me finish developing the thought. However, says the Bir Halacha, Sarech Iyun, that the Rif, Rush, and Rambam imply that kibbutz without shifshuf is also usser, because they never quote the statement of Rava that kol kibbutz deles be shifshuf lo shmei kibbutz. The Bir Halacha is bothered by the kasha. Right, Bir Halacha Dibra Hamascho Avol is bothered by the kasha. How come Rif, Rush, Rambam? Those are like that's the middle of the batting order, right? The heaviest hitters in Judaism. How come they don't quote the statement of Rava? And the Rambam never mentions that you need kiskus. Zuck the Bir Halacha, that it's possible that on the level of the Oraisa, you need kiskus. And therefore, for the din of kibbutz by the carbon, which is a din d'oraisa, you need kiskus. But halacha l'maisa in Hilcha Shabbos, there's an iser d'rabbanan of libun without kiskus. And the Bir Halacha paskins this way l'halacha, that there's an iser d'rabbanan of laundering without rubbing on leather.
Shriyaso
zehu kibbutzo does not apply.
But it
does apply to Yabana. But there is Shriyaso zehu even d'rabbanan does not apply.
That's exactly what he's saying.
It does apply. There is a middle category. Shriyasa zo kibbutz does not apply. There is a middle category of kibbutz without rubbing.
That was exactly the case in the Mishnah of the Lishleshes, where you're pouring
the Lishleshes is gonna it's heter gomor.
We pass in pitcher.
I pour the pitcher of water on the pillow, that's heter gomor, that's in the Mishnah.
I stuck it under a waterfall.
Under a waterfall, that's heter gomer. But there is something called kibbutz, which is more than shriyaso. It's more than just pouring water on it, more than soaking it in water. But it's not full-fledged rubbing. What exactly it is not clear. The Bir Halacha says it is non-vigorous rubbing. There's a line in the middle of it.
And it's not something like where he says would be in this category,
the right? Waterfall
pressure.
Okay, if I have waterfall like high pressure, like water jets, maybe. But if I just pour water on it, I have my pitcher of water, just pour water on it. That's shriyaso. Shriyaso zokibuso does not apply to leather. But the Bir Halacha's mechadesh, there's an in-between category that applies to leather. Kibbutz without kiskus applies to leather, right? That's what he says, and that's why the Rambam never mentions the need for kiskus, because I'm writing a halacha sefer in Parakhof Aleph, Chof Beis. I'm writing a halacha sefer about what's mutter, what's usser. It's usser to do kibbutz on leather. I don't have to say it's only usser when there's kiskus, when you have vigorous rubbing. Even if it is without vigorous rubbing, it's going to be usser. That's what the Bir Halacha says. But Shriyaso Zahu Kibuso is heter gomor. At some point later on in this Bir Halacha, in the Sograyim, in the bracket, he suggests that maybe it's going to be an Isser Da'iraisa. Maybe it's going to be an Isser Da'iraisa of kibbutz without kiskus by leather. Until now, he was saying it's aser midrabanan. Maybe he says it's aser min hatayra. Right? He has that ilav de mistafina hava amina milsachadata. Right? It's like 20 lines or so into the, what's it called, into the wide lines of the Bir Halacha. Maybe it isn't Issa Deraisa. Now, Rev Oyashiv is quoted in the Sefer Urchos Shabbos. I think it's Perek Yud Gimel, it's his Perek about Libun. Note 60 and note 64. Rabbi Yashiv has a chiddush where he says that the Bir Halacha's case of kibus without kiskus, without rubbing, is talking about putting something in detergent. Shriyaso means putting something in water. But if I put something in detergent, that is going to be a din of, that's what the Bir Halacha is talking about. That's for sure, Aser Min Rabbanan, maybe even Aser Min HaTorah, leather in detergent. That's what the, that's how Rebbe Yashiv understands the Bir Halacha. Again, the Bir Halacha himself in one line, which I'd have to find, says it's talking about rubbing but not vigorous, but the Rebbe Yashiv says, who hadin if I use detergent?
Does that go back to Rashi of Nesser?
Maybe. Maybe it goes back to Rashi of Nesser, although...
because the Din D'Oraisa is...
Yeah, it's more resembling to the Din D'Oraisa if I use detergent, because if you have the gears of Nesser. Right, that's a fine point.
I thought
point.
He was going to say also with the, that by leather, seeing that based on the fact that Shriyasu Zerki Buso is Heter Gomer, you see that even Kiskus is only Darabanan.
Even Kiskus is only...
Otherwise, we would have been Geyser, Shriyasu Zerki Buso.
But the Apashtus in the Gemara in Zvachim is that when I do kiskus on the leather, it's Aser Min HaTorah. Right? The Gemara in Zvachim seems to be saying that there's a din d'orais of kibus on the leather with kiskus.
Unless you start to bring in more of these silukim between Zvachim and Shabbos.
Maybe. I don't know. Kiskus, if I'm mishavshet, by the way, Rashi writes in Zvachim that kiskus means mishavshet sido ze al ze b'shtei yadayim. But let me just try to finish the train of thought over here. So, what's the difference between leather and begadim? How come a cloth garment certainly is subject to libun? And leather, we have a whole sugya in Zvachim, and it's not exactly clear what the maskana of the sugya is. But what is the fundamental difference between leather and begadim? So in the Achronim, you have two distinctions that are mentioned. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah actually quotes this in note 47. One mahalach is that there's a difference because leather does not really absorb water. The other distinction is that the stain that comes on leather is always surface, as opposed to the stain that ends up on the beged, which becomes embedded in the beged. There are two potential differences. Again, they might actually be quite similar, but the difference between leather and cloth is that cloth absorbs water, and cloth, the stain ends up inside the beged. And that's why sometimes if I have a real stain on my suit, right, the Taz has this case, the Mishnah Berurah discussed it. I have a stain on my suit, can I just like rub it off? Sometimes even if I rub it off, it's going to be Rishumo Nicker. The Rishumo Nicker is because it ends up being embedded inside the garment, it's not just surface level. No one knows what this stuff means. But
you need to get a dermatologist. Next week.
So it goes like this. The Achrayim have a discussion. What's the din of plastic? Is there libun on plastic? Plastic l'cha'ora does not... Now, there are different types of plastics. I know someone who is a chemist who deals with plastics. There's like some 300 different types of plastics out on the market. Some are more absorbent than others. If you want to have fun, bevakasha, look into this. But my plastic tablecloth that I use on top of my Shabbos tablecloth, that doesn't really absorb anything. So the pashtus should be that in the word, that it's like ur, and therefore there should be no iser of shriyas zol kibuso for sure. And one could even argue that might be better than ur, because leather absorbs somewhat. Kenzine, that my plastic does not absorb at all. And it could be that even shifshuf, even rubbing my plastic tablecloth, if I have like a real stain on my plastic tablecloth, am I allowed to go and use a lot of elbow grease to get that stain off? So there's a tshuva in Rav Moshe Feinstein, where he writes that me'ikar hadin, there's no kibus at all. But since it's a new thing and I'm scared of coming up with chidushim, so therefore, be machmir. Now, let's just finish. That what we're talking about is a plastic tablecloth, which is like one sheet of plastic. I could also have a rayon or a nylon beged, which is fundamentally plastic, but it's woven together. So the individual fibers don't absorb, but the dirt gets stuck between the fibers. Most of the poskim say, almost all poskim assume, that if you have a beged of plastic, a beged orug of plastic, rayon, nylon, polyester, right? I think my understanding is that polyester, unlike my plastic tablecloth is one sheet. My polyester is many different threads of... Is it orug? So, someone has to investigate how they make polyester garments, right?
I think they use threads.
If that's the case, if they use threads, so certainly, according to the Svara, that the dirt is embedded, you're going to be chayiv on it, or maybe not chayiv min hatayra, but it should be worse than leather. Leather could be no dirt gets inside it at all. The beged orug of polyester, dirt gets inside. The plastic tablecloth is better than the beged orug because... Now, this is all relevant because in the Archos Shabbos, there's a few issues that the Archos Shabbos took on. One issue is the crock pots that we spoke about at the very beginning of last Zman. Another issue they take on is what they call hydrophilic contact lenses. Any of you wear contact lenses?
Sometimes.
So there are hard lenses and soft lenses, right? Hard lenses.
They don't have hard lenses anymore?
I think people who have bad glaucoma need to wear hard lenses sometimes. But most 99% of contact lenses people, if you wear contact lenses because it looks better, right? It's a fashion statement. Or some people see a little bit better in contact lenses because you don't have the frame of your glass does impede your vision somewhat on the sides. So people wear contact lenses. Contact lenses, what do they have the din of? Do they have the din of ur, or do they have the din of a beged? They absorb water. They are by definition called hydrophilic lenses. They mamish absorb water. On the other hand, the dirt is never embedded in the contact lens. Unlike my polyester suit, where the dirt is embedded between the fibers, over here it's like a plain sheet. What's the din of the contact lenses? So depending on which of these two svaras I hold of, as to why or is different than beged, that should be totally in the contact lenses. If the difference in R and beged is that R does not absorb, so my hydrophilic contact lenses certainly do absorb. Some of them, again, according to Rav Rubin in the back of the Archa Shabbos, some of these things can have 70% of their volume because of the water that's absorbed in the lens. No idea. But the Archos Shabbos says that you're allowed to put your contact lenses in saline solution on Shabbos, but you cannot use the cleanser.
What's the cleanser?
The cleanser is that they have a little bit of detergent that you're supposed to put like one drop in the contact lenses, and it removes over time. If I just put my lenses in saline solution, the lenses will develop a certain like dirtiness to them. You're not going to notice the dirtiness any day, but over time there's a protein buildup and the contact lenses end up looking dirty and you don't see well. So Rav Rubin quotes that he heard from Rabbi Yashiv that he's not sure exactly the status of these lenses. Is it or not? But Lemaisa, even if it's or, it's going to be usher to use a chomer nikoy, because Rebbe Yashiv's understanding of the Bir Halacha, when the Bir Halacha says that there's an isser of kibus ba'or without kiskus, that means using detergent. So I can't soak a piece of leather in detergent. I can't soak my contact lenses in detergent, even if they are dino kin leather. Whether I could use the saline solution depends on the machlokas haposkim that we'll have to talk about tomorrow, the two opinions in the Taisus on Kuf Yud Aleph about whether there's a din of shriyasu zehu kibuso on a clean beged. Remember, we spoke about nida tovelos bivgadeha, that a person goes to meet his Rebbe on Yontiv and you walk through the river. The Rishonim ask Akasha, how can you do that? Isn't there an iser shriyasu zehu kibusai? So there are four mahalchim and Rishonim, just very briefly. The Urayim says you're wearing your leader hosen. You're wearing leather when you walk through the river. The Smag says in kavanoso, and that's why it's mutter. That's already hard to understand. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri have two different mahalchim, the standard mahalchim, and this is Shulchan Aruch Seif Tes and Seif Yud, which we'll do tomorrow in Yetz Hashem. The two standard mahalchim are either that there's no din of shriyasas o kibus on a clean beged, or there is no din of shriyasas o kibus if it ends up dirtier than it was beforehand. And the case of walking through the river to meet your Rebbe, it's like a dirty, ruddy river. You'll end up dirtier than you were to begin with. So the idea that he says is that yesh l'smoch on those poskim that there is no shriyasas o kibus on a clean beged, that a contact lens, even if it's dino kid beged, you can use the saline solution, but don't use the cleanser. That's what the Orchos Shabbos concludes, and we should probably go in Davin Mincha, although I'm happy to take questions.
If I'm a medieval knight, and I have a chainmail, no mamish, they have some very tight chainmail that's in this issue. No one would say washing pots is us because of shriyasas.
Right. No one says washing pots is us. Metal does not absorb at all. Washing dishes does not absorb at all. Even blowing feathers off of my beged because the feathers don't become embedded in the beged. If something is zikr, certainly surface level, there is no din.
But the chainmail, it's came this issue.
So the chainmail, so I think that's probably the sugya of Shechita B'Seyar, if you want to know. I think the sugya of Shechita B'Seyar is that the hair does not absorb, but stuff gets stuck between the hairs. Like my toothbrush, if there's a din, shechita b'seyar, right, depends on the hairs of my toothbrush are packed and stuff gets stuck between hand. Maybe that's what the sugya
exactly
means.
What the nylon is about. The fact that
that's correct. And maybe the nylon should be asur midrabanan because of Shechita B'Seyar, which is, even though the Gemara Pasuk Kuf Chavches ain't Shechita B'Seyar, but Midrabanan is Shechita B'Seyar.
Right.
Aye, how come a toothbrush is mutter? So it depends how tightly, again, Rav Salvechik said you're allowed to brush teeth on Shabbos, Right? How come toothbrushes are mutter? You have to say that somehow it's not tightly packed enough to be considered schita b'seyar. I'm not sure why that is. Years ago, when I learned Hilchos Shabbos in that group that we spoke about, Rabbi Tzvi Ram was my chavrusa, so we were nervous about schita b'seyar and the toothbrushes. We asked Rabbi Willig, and he said something, ugh! Which, again, I'm not sure what that meant. But, yeah. Okay.
It's the mice.